Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to another edition of Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll be able to stick in here with us this evening and even join in the conversation. If you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, our telephone lines are open. You can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888 677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening with your question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And in light of that, let's go ahead and open our program this evening with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I want to thank you so much again for another opportunity to be on the air this evening. We just pray you bless the program. Use us for your glory, Lord. Help us to be a blessing. Help us to be an encouragement to somebody tonight, Lord. Help us to point people to Christ that aren't saved, and help us to encourage believers in their walk with you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, like I said, it's good to be with you tonight, and this is Late Night Live with Pastor Al. It's a live program, call-in program, and if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you tonight, and that toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Just a reminder, you can check us out online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And if you go there, you'll find out information not only about me and our program, also you can listen to past programs there. We have MP3 files available that you can listen to at that site, livewithpastoral.com. And also a few other items there, link to our home church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. Certainly invite you to visit us if you're in the Northeast Ohio area. And then you can also link to some other materials and things there, including our Facebook page for Live with Pastor Al. And if you click on that, you can link and like us on Facebook. One thing mentioned, too, especially for our Sunday night audience, we have people, a lot more people in different parts of the country listening on Sunday night. And on Friday afternoon here in our home area in northeastern Ohio, we have a Friday program, a half an hour program every Friday afternoon from 1:30 until 2 o'clock on the home station here, AM 1220, The Word, out of Independence, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio. And those programs are available at livewithpastoral.com as well. So if you're not able to get those Friday afternoon programs, you can tune in there and listen to them at livewithpastoral.com. Well, I just wanted to touch on a few things here this evening, and it's been a busy news week, and there's all kinds of things going on here. But I think what I want to do tonight is start with something that targets a number of places around the country. And I think this is the first major retail chain to do this. But if you've been following some of this going on in regards to this effort to say that anybody can go into whatever restroom, whatever locker room they feel like going into, Target, the Target stores, major retail chain, has issued a statement continuing to stand for inclusivity. How's that? Continuing to stand for inclusivity. And this has a thing in here that says, well, I'll just read it here. It says, "We believe that everyone, every team member, every guest, and every community deserves to be protected from discrimination and treated equally. Consistent with this belief, Target supports the Federal Equality Act, which provides protections to LGBT individuals and opposes action that enables discrimination. In our stores, We demonstrate our commitment to an inclusive experience in many ways. Most relevant for the conversations currently underway, we welcome transgender team members and guests to use the restroom or fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity. And then they say this, inclusivity is a core belief at Target. It's something we celebrate. We stand for equality and equity and strive to make our guests and team members feel accepted, respected, and welcomed in our stores and workplaces every day. Now, here's the thing. Looking at this statement, you look at it and say, well, how can you argue with this? I mean, they want to just make everybody feel comfortable, everybody feel welcome, and everybody feel like they're accepted for who they are. In fact, they even say this, everyone deserves to feel like they belong, and you'll always be accepted, respected, and welcomed at Target. Well, as so often is the case with things like this, can be shown to just quite frankly, it's not true. They don't accept anybody. They are not going to allow everybody to feel like they belong. You're not always going to be accepted, respected, and welcomed at Target. And let me show you how this breaks down real quick. See, they said that they believe that every team member, every guest, every community, and every guest would be their shoppers at Target stores should be protected from discrimination and treated equally. I'll guarantee that if you are a woman at Target and you're in the women's restroom and some guy comes in, and I'm not talking about whether or not they're transgender. I'm just talking about some guy that comes in who very much looks like a man and just says, but I identify myself as a woman, even though he's not dressed like a woman necessarily. He didn't look like a woman. He just says, I identify my gender as being female, and so I'm going into the women's restroom. If you were to protest and say, hey, I'm uncomfortable with this person coming in here while I'm in here, or going in there while my daughter is in there, or my granddaughter is in there, guess what? You'll find out pretty quick that you're not protected from discrimination and you're not treated equally. You are going to be singled out, and you're going to be made to be the bad person here. You're going to be the one that has the problem here. And this idea that this inclusive experience that they want to promote, well, some people don't want to be that inclusive. They don't want men coming into the ladies' restroom. They don't want men coming into the ladies' fitting rooms. Or, on the flip side, there are men who don't want the women coming into the men's room or the men's fitting rooms. And if that's what you believe, and that's what your makeup is, guess what? Target's policy doesn't include you. Target's policy doesn't celebrate you. Target's policy doesn't stand for your equality and equity. They don't strive to make you feel accepted, respected, and welcomed in their stores and workplaces every day. They don't feel that you deserve to feel like you belong, and they're not going to accept, respect, and welcome you at Target with that attitude. See, generally speaking, with a lot of these cases, it's you're welcome to believe or do whatever you want as long as it doesn't offend us. And whoever the us is that's making the rules is the one who gets to basically make the rules. And so in this case, Target has made the position that this is what they're going to do. In fact, they've even changed their logo. I don't know how long it's going to be. Probably just a temporary thing. But if you're familiar with the red and white Target sort of bullseye logo, the red background with the white and red rings and the white dot in the center, well, where the white and red rings are, it's surrounded by the rainbow on the flip side, and the on the upper side, if you divide, if you draw a line in half lengthwise across this rectangular logo, and the top of it, instead of being red, is now lavender, with the rainbow going across there, which of course the LGBT movement has appropriated the rainbow, which in and of itself is an interesting thing when you think about it, their appropriation of the rainbow. And I'm going to come back to that, I think, in just a minute here. But they have put that on there to show just how inclusive they are. But I guarantee that if you don't go along with this, if this makes you uncomfortable, as far as they're concerned, you're the one that has the problem here. And think about this. It's estimated that about 700,000 people in the United States are transgendered. And if that's the case, that represents less than 0.3% of the American population. That means about 99.7% of the American population is not transgendered. And I don't know what the exact amount of that would be, but a significant part of that are people who are not going to feel comfortable having a person of the opposite sex walk into their locker room, their restroom, their changing room, and that sort of situation. But this movement is coming across the United States, and some states are trying to stem the tide by passing legislation trying to prevent this from happening. And guess what? They're being vilified rather than being lifted up and celebrated or honored for their attempt to stand for morality and common sense. They're being vilified. We have states like California, they're saying that no official travel to North Carolina because North Carolina dared to pass legislation and the governor dared to sign it saying that men cannot go into women's restrooms and women cannot use the men's room. They must use the restroom of their sex. And, we've got the county council in Cuyahoga County here in northeastern Ohio, where I'm sitting right now, says no official travel to North Carolina on the basis of that. Summit County, where I live and where our church is located, also the county council or the county executive, the head of the county, he made a statement too that no county employees are to go to North Carolina on official business unless absolutely necessary, because down in North Carolina, they're just so judgmental. They're so discriminating. Oh, what is he being? Judgmental and discriminating. So, okay, less than 0.3% of the population is transgendered, and so we need to offend over 99% of the population to avoid offending less than 0.3% of the population. Sorry about that, but if the object is to offend the least number of people, no matter what you do, you're going to offend somebody. Doesn't common sense suggest that you try to offend the least number of people? Yes, I know that there's some people out there that are struggling with gender identity issues. I know there's some people out there that are having other issues and all of that. And they there's going to be the rare occasion where there are going to be some difficult settings. But rather than offend and infringe upon the rights and the privacy and the comfort of over 99% of the population, wouldn't it make sense that in many settings that these very, 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 very few people, that there could be some other arrangements made? You know, a lot of restrooms have a men's room or places have a men's room, a ladies' room, and a family restroom. Some places have unisex restrooms that are used for just a single use, single occupant, and whoever goes in, you just wait until the restroom's available. There's a lot of common sense things that you can do, and then in the very few cases, there can be arrangements made for the most part. But I'm sorry, this is a country we're allowed to voice our opinions still. fortunately, for a short period of time, but not necessarily for long. There's a guy down in Georgia, I believe it is, he was serving in the Georgia Public Health Department. And see if I can see where that's at right here real quick. He was a doctor, a bivocational pastor, Dr. Eric Walsh, renowned public health expert, served in the Georgia Department of Public Health, but he's also a lay minister in a Seventh-day Adventist church. And in his church, during a sermon, he was talking about what the Bible says about homosexuality. You know, last I knew, in the conduct of your religious faith, you're allowed free speech. In fact, that's what the First Amendment to the Constitution is, the Bill of Rights. And the First Amendment, we have freedom of religion, and free speech is connected intimately with that. And guess what? He was fired. He was fired from his position with the Georgia Department of Public Health because of his preaching in his own church to his fellow church members. And so he's currently got a federal lawsuit filed against the Georgia Department of Public Health alleging that he was terminated for delivering sermons on issues ranging from homosexuality to evolution. The Georgia Department of Public Health did not agree with what he was saying in his own time, in his own church, practicing his own religion, and they fired him. Yeah, you're allowed to believe whatever you want to believe as long as we permit it. That's what's going on in the liberal leftist America of today. Well, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al, and if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and we'll get you on the air here this evening. Love to hear from you tonight. And I had mentioned the rainbow there before. Remember when when Noah and his family got off from the ark after the great flood, where God destroyed the world? Remember, he destroyed it because of the wickedness and the immorality that was going on in the world. And when they got off from the ark, God put a rainbow in the sky, and he put the rainbow there to say that even though he judged the world because of its wickedness, the rainbow was a token, he said, of his covenant in Genesis 9:12 that he made between himself and every living creature. And he said, "I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more be a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth." And this is the thing. The rainbow is a symbol of God's mercy and long-suffering after delivering judgment on the world because of its wickedness and sin. And the LGBT movement has taken this as a symbol to justify their spiritual or their rejection of God and his word and their immorality. Well, as I said, you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I believe that Joy is the first caller that we have here this evening. And Joy, welcome to the program here this evening.
Hi.
Hi, good evening. Welcome.
Hi. I have a question on B.C. before Christ. And first of all, I thought A.D. was after the death, but it's not. It's some Latin word. But
yeah, Anno Domini or something like that, yeah.
And then they're trying to, I'm not sure, they're trying to push this BCE and a CE. I was just wondering what that's all about.
Yeah, the AD.
So, is it very important that we accept that or not?
Yeah, it's an issue that's out there. It might not be as important as some issues, but it is. I think it has some merit to it, because the BC and the AD, that was before Christ, and the other was Latin, basically for after, you know, the advent of Christ and after, you know, he came into the world. And so that's how we've measured basically measured our centuries and our years on the basis of when Christ came into the world, you know, before him and after he came here. And this movement with the BCE and the CE, CE stands for Common Era. And it's just everything that's AD becomes CE, Common Era. Everything that was BC becomes before the Common Era. So, you know, it's kind of like a rose by any other name is still a rose. But I think it's all a part of the thing to take away the recognition of Jesus Christ and his importance to world history. By taking away the BC and the AD and replacing it with BCE and CE, because then it says nothing of Christ. What is the common era? You know, what does that mean? In many cultures, many civilizations that the world has seen, dates the world's age, you know, the age of the world, from before and after maybe one of their founders of that nation or a civilization or some great event that occurred in that nation or civilization's history. And so that's what we've done then is we're uncoupling our timekeeping from the greatest thing that ever happened, which was the advent of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Okay, so they're taking Christ out of it.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
So it's not before Christ, whatever the E is. Then.
Yeah, it's before the Common Era. And like I said, what does Common Era represent?
What's the Common Era?
It's a meaningless term. Common Era is the CE that we're in now, and like I said, it's meaningless, you know. And so as a result, you know, it's taken away the recognition of how Christ has affected the world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like I said. It might seem like a minor thing, but it is important.
Before Christ, then okay.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Good night. Thank you for the call tonight. And you're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. We've got Terry calling in here this evening. Terry, welcome to the program.
Hi. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm fabulous.
Good.
I was listening to your program.
Yes.
And I really enjoy this because it's more ways to witness to the world than one.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a problem with watching the TV, so I turned the radio on.
Uh-huh.
And people is backwards. They want to turn it around. You're talking about LGBT.
Mm-hmm.
In Genesis, I believe it's Genesis, the third chapter. I'm not sure, but I know it's the first portion.
Right.
God say male and female.
Right. Well, he created Adam and Eve.
Anything other than male and female is backwards.
Right.
That's why we had Sodom and Gomorrah.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bible.
That's right. In fact,
and
Jesus
Lot's
said...
And wife, she turned around and looked back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what people got to realize is when God make a law or he make a statement, we supposed to do it
mm-hmm.
and don't not do it because his word will not go back to him void.
That's right.
And if he put it out there, somebody gonna obey it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was just only 8 people. Just think of all the people. And wasn't but 8 of them went in with the animals, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
and was saved back then.
Right. And
so now people is doing like Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
And so, you know, if you got your little child or your grandchild in the bathroom and it's a female, you don't want no male going in there, and
right.
vice versa.
Exactly.
That's why we got to pray.
And
you get saved, and you got salvation. But
mm-hmm.
you got to pray for the other people, because so many people are not saved, and they are going daily into hell.
Mm-hmm.
Daily. People are going. And some of them going because they don't know. Some of them going because they had nobody to tell them the truth, whether they like it or not. The truth will set you free.
You're exactly right.
Now, a woman looks strange dressed up like a man and vice versa. But both of them is good because what God made was good. But he do not want us to contradict what he made.
Mm-hmm.
All of us are good, but he don't want us to do the wrong thing.
Right.
You know, and what happens is when a man go with a child or vice versa, that makes real bad for that child's life.
Mm-hmm.
Unless God come in and save them and change their mind and their psyche, that's bad.
Right.
And you know, that's why God got two places. I tell people, it's no middle ground. You either on this side of the fence or you're on the other side of the fence. You either going to heaven in peace with God, or else you going on the other side, fire and brimstone.
Mm-hmm.
And you all are doing a good job of putting these issues on the radio so people can hear it. Because when I was coming up, people sugarcoated too much stuff they should have been letting the children know. You know what I'm saying?
And Terry, you're making some great points here, but we're coming up on our break here. And let me just introduce a couple things real quick with what you said. It goes exactly along with what you said. In Isaiah 5:20, the Bible says, "Woe unto them that call evil good and call good evil and put darkness for light." And that's what we see today, isn't it? As in the days of Lot, just like Jesus said it would be before his return. Thanks for the call, Terry. Stay listening. We're going to have... You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express, located midway between Akron and Cleveland at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield, where the Ohio Turnpike, Interstate 80, and Interstate 77 cross. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says, "There is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoll.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until midnight tonight. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, we'd love to hear from you this evening. And you can give us a call toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We'll get you on the program here this evening. And I also want to remind you, not only brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, where I'm the pastor, but also brought to you by East Coast Pizza in Garfield Heights, Ohio. If you're in the Cleveland area, and there's a lot of people who are going to be coming into the Cleveland area for the upcoming Republican National Convention in July, and if you're listening and you're going to be in Cleveland for the convention, you got to check out East Coast Pizza on the east side of Cleveland, 4889 Turney Road in Garfield Heights, right across from the Garfield Heights High School. And you can find them online. You can just go to our website, livewithpastoral.com, and click on the link, or you can go directly to East Coast Pizza East Coast Pizza, GarfieldHeights.com, I believe. Get that correct there, East Coast Pizza, GarfieldHeights.com. But you can just go to our website as well and click there on the link to East Coast Pizza and Garfield Heights. And if you mention Live with Pastor Al, you can get a medium one-topping pizza for just $5. And you can give them a call for pickup or delivery at 216-341-9100. That's 216-341-9100. And if you're out of the area and you're looking for a good pizza recipe, you want to start your own pizza business, maybe you got a restaurant and you want to add pizza to your offering, why don't you give Gus a call at East Coast Pizza, 216-341-9100, and ask Gus how he can help you get started in your own pizza business for a whole lot less than what you might think possible. All right, we're going to get back into our program here this evening. And like I said, you can call us toll-free, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Remind you, check us out on our website at livewithpastoral.com. A link to our Facebook page, or if you're on Facebook, you can find us directly at livewithpastoral on Facebook. And like us on Facebook. I try to get a number of articles and things put on there that I find interesting. And we put a few things on our webpage, as well as links to we've got our past programs on there as MP3 files that you can listen to. That's livewithpastoral.com. Well, we've got Tom calling in here this evening. And Tom, thanks for waiting, and welcome to the program tonight.
Oh, hi, Pastor. How you doing?
Good. Good to talk to you tonight.
Good. Yeah, I'm enjoying your program
so far.
And I'd like to digress here a little bit, if we could, for a moment.
Oh, that's fine.
That's in the news a lot, what you're talking about with the this movement to, allow these people to go into whatever bathroom they please, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what's your take on a Christian perspective of what's going on with this other movement with Black Lives Matter? Have you had time to really look into that? Or
I've looked at some of that, and when you get at any of these, I don't know if it's exactly coining a phrase or cobbling together a phrase, maybe. But let me put it this way: when you get into any of these ethnic supremacy groups, let me put it that way. How's that sound? Because
yeah,
it doesn't
yeah.
matter whether it's Black Lives Matter, or if it's a group of skinheads or whatever it is. Whenever you get into these, one race is superior to the other race, we're good and they're bad attitude, and it doesn't matter what the color of somebody's skin is, it doesn't matter what their ethnic origin is, we're all created by God. One of our previous callers really made a good point when she said, God created us all, he created us all, and I understand what she was saying, good, meaning that, the miracle of life and a human being and all that. I'm confident by the things that she was saying about needing to, have peace with God, that she understands that we all have a sin nature. But when you read in Acts chapter 17, verse 26,
yeah,
Yeah. The Bible makes a great statement here, and a lot of people miss this. It says that, and actually I'm going to read up starting in verse number 24, because that's where the sentence starts,
yeah,
and it gives context to verse 26. So Acts 17, verse 24 is where I'm going to start, and it says, God that made the world and all things therein. So we need that for the context. That's a reminder that God created the heavens and the earth. He created this earth. Everyone that's on this earth is a creation of God.
Right.
And so it says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And then it says this in verse 26, still the same sentence, and he and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before and the bounds of their habitation, that
right,
they should seek the Lord. And then it continues on a little bit further here, but that phrase there.
Oh, is that Paul preaching on Mars Hill?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And that's a fantastic passage here, and it really has a lot of application in other parts of that passage to today. But yeah, notice in verse 26, it says Paul is preaching, and he says that God has made of one blood all nations of men. And you know what that tells us right there? It tells us a very sound biological fact. It's a biological fact that evolution really tends to ignore. And I'll point something out with a lot of people don't catch with evolution here in just a moment. But saying every single person in the world, it doesn't matter whether you're white, black, brown, or any other color variation. Doesn't matter whether you have blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes,
right,
hazel eyes. Doesn't matter whether you have black hair, blonde hair, red hair,
hair. I'm not that familiar with it because I've just been finding out about it, but I thought this is not a Christian movement. That
yeah,
way.
Well, that's what I'm getting at here is we're all of one blood, which means that the people in Black Lives Matter, the people in the Ku Klux Klan, you know, they're all related. They're
right.
We're all cousins.
Right.
You know, we're all descendants of Adam and Eve. Genetics has proved that every human being, doesn't matter what your ethnicity, what your background is, your heritage is, we're all descended from one man that the geneticists call Y chromosome Adam.
Yeah.
And they've also shown through genetics that we're all descended from one woman whom they call microbial Eve. I'm getting my tongue tied up tonight. But at any rate, mitochondrial Eve. I'll get that straight yet. It's late at night up here and a long day. But
so,
mitochondrial Eve.
In the marketplace, how do we respond to this if we confront it?
Well,
because people do not want to hear our side of it.
Yeah, and see, that's what I'm building to, because these people in these, as I said, these ethnic supremacist groups, they in a sense, they build to a case where they lose sight of the fact that we're all creations of God, and we're all answerable to the same God, and we're all responsible to the same God to heed his word. And so these people are stirring up strife and turmoil.
Well, that's the key word that's missing in our society today.
Responsible,
and
it's
not in this venue, it's in every venue, responsibility.
Exactly. So they're stirring up strife and division, and they're doing all of these things rather than trying to bring people together,
right,
in unity and in a charitable atmosphere. And like I said, this goes all these different groups, whatever the ethnic supremacist sort of group is, because we're all children of God in the
right
sense that he created every one of us. And we're all responsible for, you know, first off, you know, ourselves putting our faith in Christ as our Savior, and then having done that, trying to reach out and help those around us. And so you've got these groups, black and white, brown, and everything in between.
Well, here's my take, that we are all created. You know, I really take it right back to the premise, and I think our founding fathers wrestled with that. Okay, they didn't address the issue.
And they were not perfect men.
They didn't address the issue of slavery, but why didn't they address the issue of slavery? They wanted to. They would have never got this republic off the ground because the southern states at the time would have walked away.
You know, and if you look at it,
God knew that, and, you know, it's unfortunate the Civil War had to happen, but, you know, it was necessary, I think. It really was. But, you know, but you're right, even our founding fathers weren't perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but it's sad, but our history is, that's our history, and that's the way things went. But, you know, what my premise is this, that, you know, if you look at, you want to talk about people that have been oppressed and maligned, I mean, who has been more oppressed and maligned than the Jewish people?
Oh, yeah. And if the truth be known, every ethnic group has been oppressed or maligned at one time or another.
My grandmother came from Ireland, and I want to tell you.
From
Ireland, they wanted them on West Side Whiskey Island. They didn't want them anywhere else in the city.
Well, let me tell you this. As recently as the early 1900s, there were signs in businesses in Akron, Ohio. Yeah, we're not talking in the deep south. We're talking in the north where, you know, places that were stops on the Underground Railway. There were signs in Akron, Ohio that said that they had help wanted, and they said Irish need not apply, but blacks were welcome to apply.
Yeah.
To be Irish in Akron, Ohio in the early 1900s was to be hated.
But
and I have some Irish ancestry
myself.
It's difficult
for just us lay people to deal to. You know, there's so much stuff to digest anymore. It's like, how do you deal with all these different things that are going on in our country?
Well, let me say that I think you do the same thing that Paul struggled with and tried to do. Because he was reaching out to people that despised the Jewish people. And not only that, if you look at it, you read through the book of Acts, remember when God moved upon Peter's heart to go to Cornelius, who was a Gentile, and he had to give him a vision to get him to go, and even then he was still reluctant. And then when they found out back in Jerusalem what he had done, they took him to task for it because some of the Jews despised the Gentiles and didn't even think the gospel was for them.
Well, I think it's just part of the day we're in, and it's just such a tremendous falling away, there's a lot of people that don't have any clue to what the truth is.
We have to learn to see people the way God sees them.
Right.
They're His creation that are lost in sin that need to be reached with the gospel, no matter who they are or where they're from or what their ancestry is. Christ died for them. And when we see people come to Christ and trust Christ as their Savior and the Holy Spirit takes up residence in their life, you know what the amazing thing is? I had a gentleman at the nursing home today, and he introduced himself to me, Brother James from Georgia, and he grew up in a Baptist church in Georgia, and he's up here in Northeast Ohio, and he's in a nursing home. He's in the latter stage of his life, and he was a black gentleman. And he came to my service at the nursing home today, and he said, "Preacher, I want to thank you for that service." And you know what? We had a tremendous time of fellowship after the service today,
well,
just talking and getting acquainted.
Isn't it amazing that, you know, we have all this diversity in America today? I mean, it just seems like it's everywhere. But how amazing it is, I don't care what color you are, what your background is, when you're a Christian, it's like we're in the family of God.
Exactly. And it doesn't matter our outward appearance.
Right.
If you know Christ as your Savior, we're brothers in Christ.
They dissipate when people are in Christ.
Right.
We have a lot of angry people in America today, and it isn't just black people that are some of
them are
angry.
White people that are angry. There's brown people that are angry.
A lot of angry people with homosexuals. We've got all sorts of issues on the plate. And it's like what you said, Pastor, it's like they are lost.
Right.
And so They are searching and they are seeking and they are trying to raise a voice because they don't even know what they're searching for.
Right. Well, we got to share them with them the love of Christ.
That's right.
And but, we got to show God's love difficult. To them. Doesn't do any good to get angry and insult
no,
and throw things
but
back
I,
at them.
But I
we got to share the love of Christ.
Just recently, a month or two, I was talking to a good friend of mine that I bumped into at the grocery store. That's a Christian, and we were talking quietly and privately mm-hmm. over by the coffee pot, and we were having a nice discussion about certain things about God. And this gentleman walked in and asked if he could get in on our conversation, and then he got real nasty, and he was an atheist, and he said, "You guys are delusional."
Mm.
And he was really attacking us, and I had to walk away. I told my friend Jim, I said, "You know what?" Later on, I says, "I can't. You know what? I love to share God anywhere with anybody, anytime.
Right,
But when we're living in a world now where they can't stand our message,
mm-hmm.
and you can't give the message of God to somebody that hates you and doesn't want to hear it, and all they want to do is cause a problem and a scene in the store."
Well, and sometimes all you can do is back off and pray for that person. And
absolutely.
It's not always easy. You need the wisdom of God guiding you to help you to know when.
And I felt like I'm not getting involved with this because I could tell that he really hated our message and he really wanted to cause a scene in the store.
Yeah, and sometimes people are just looking to cause a scene.
Right.
Hey, Tom, I got a couple more callers lined up yet. I was just looking at the clock
there.
Now. But I appreciate you bringing that up because this is things that we need to consider. We share the love of God with people. See people the way God sees them. Look
right,
on what's on the
inside.
We are
living in a very difficult world right now.
Yeah. But we need to look on the inside, not on the outside. The world does that enough.
And
we're called to be better than that in Christ.
Yeah.
But thanks
Bye-bye.
For that tonight, Tom. I appreciate that. And appreciate the call. And let's see. We've got, I believe, trying to see the clock over here. Daryl calling in next, I believe. Daryl, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Hey,
thank
you for waiting.
Let me first quickly say this, that I love your broadcast.
Thank you.
I'm listening in Tampa, 570 TBN AM.
Amen.
And I was listening at your promo, saying that don't be surprised that you may talk about various topics from extraterrestrials.
we've done that, yes.
Yeah, local issue. Yeah, but I just wanted to say this, what's going on in our country right now. Well, we see the persecution is starting to happen.
Yes.
In the United States. Not so much in the like in communist countries like China or in Russia or in Cuba, but we're starting to see it now. And from my observation, what I would say is our adversary, our enemy, has dealt with us wisely. He's dealt with us wisely. Why do I say that? I say that because, let me get my thoughts together.
Oh, that's fine.
I say that because I remember talking to a friend of mine about a political issue, and I was telling him, as Christians, we're supposed to represent righteousness, not necessarily liberalism or conservatism. And he looked at me with a look on his face like I must have came from another planet. What are you talking about? I said, we represent righteousness. And if you think that you can gain protection by joining one or the other political party, you're going to see that's wrong. Just like, I'm not trying to start any arguments or anything like that, but we use terms like, we should be wiser than to use terms like what the world will use when they've taken these terms like liberalism and bastardized it. They've taken conservatism and have bastardized it and have put us in a little box or in a little corner and say, this is who you represent. They've already got us counted when they call them evangelicals and whatever. You know, that day you must be conservative. You must be the, and I would tell them, no, I represent righteousness.
You're absolutely right. I agree with that.
And I disagree with abortion talking to another friend of mine. She's female. Well, isn't it my right to my? No, that's murder. That fetus is not a hamburger wrapper that you can, mm-hmm. when you're through with it, you throw it away and toss it over your shoulder, right. or an empty soda can, throw it in the garbage can.
And
that is a human being.
Yeah,
and
it's that
you're supposed.
Yeah, that unborn child is not her body.
Right, and it's not a soda can that you throw in the garbage mm-hmm. can. You know, it's a human being that has a soul. You know, and if you say you represent Christ, there are certain things that you, through teaching, are supposed to adhere to and obey. And I know I told your call screener about, you know, I wanted to talk about the LGBT, you know,
mm-hmm.
Situation. I just see that as, like I said before, when I first started, our enemy has dealt with us very wisely.
Right.
If the church would have, and pastors, and lay people, including myself, if we would deal with righteousness, mm-hmm. and I know your show doesn't really have a lot of time to really delve into that,
mm-hmm.
but to do that, but we have the Holy Spirit, those of us really who yeah. are saved, deal with righteousness. We can't be boxed into one or the other position, but we would tell the truth and let the conviction of the Holy Spirit deal with people. But I'll say this, Pastor Al. I love your show.
Thank you.
But I wanted to say this. When you were talking about, you might talk about extraterrestrials, maybe I'll be able to call in another time and talk about that. And I was thinking about the scripture that says in Deuteronomy 29, I believe 29, it talks about the mysteries that are in God. I believe mm-hmm. that there probably is life on other planets
well,
in our galaxies. And you know that NASA has already...
Yeah. Well, discovered. For time's sake, because we're running out of time here, and
right.
I got one more caller to get, I'm going to ask you to call me back on that sometime, because we can have some interesting conversation on that and base it in the Word of God. But let me give you a passage that goes along with what you're saying. In Mark mm-hmm. chapter 9, verse 50, Jesus said this, "Salt is good, but if the salt hath lost its saltiness, wherewith
yes,
will
sir.
Ye season it? Have salt
right.
in yourselves, and have peace one with another." And Daryl, I'm going to let you go on that one so I can squeeze in our last caller. But call me back on that extraterrestrial one. We'll talk about that. Okay? All right. Thank you. And let's get Darlene on here real quick. And got just a little bit of time left. Darlene, wanted to get you in here before the program ended. Welcome.
Yes. Yes, I was listening to you, Pastor. And I'll probably call you back another time besides like the other guy.
Okay.
Because we're right at the tail end. I wanted to say this, that our Lord Jesus, I know he lives because he came to me overseas. My ex-husband was Special Forces, and
mm-hmm.
somebody did not pack his parachute right, and it destroyed. He's still living, but he's still mm-hmm. living because God gave him another chance.
Yeah,
but I'll tell you about that later. But right now, I have been a Christian all my life, and the Lord Jesus, when I was overseas and I was carrying our child, who was born on foreign soil, from two Americans abroad, and my husband was Special Forces, she was baptized at the same time I was by Jesus Christ himself. I was praying. And I want people to know this, that don't be ashamed of Jesus, because he will never, ever give any one of us a job to do without giving us the ability to carry it out.
You're absolutely right, and I have to interrupt because we're coming up out of time here. Just have to interrupt because of the time's sake here. And I want to thank your husband for his service to our country and you for your helping him, but we're out of time. Thanks again. God bless. Have a good night.
You've just listened to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis is the pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Rexville Road in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and every Friday night at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452 Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 o'clock on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.